Into the Pimp Cup we go. Lucius, G-Bag of the Day.
Punches on helmet is just crazy, bro.
Yeah. It is.
Punches on helmets, man.
You got to go open-handed.
You got to go open-handed. You got to hit that ear hole.
Yeah.
Foul. Hit that ear hole. Grab that face mask.
Yeah.
Face mask is always great.
Maybe get underneath if you can get a neck shot in there.
Oh, wow. Like you try to chop. Hurt this guy. My God. Damn, Dawson's going to get attempted murder.
Maybe I'll save that for game days.
Yeah. All right, this is G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on the Fan 530. My name is Lucius Alexander. If you see anything floating out there that we should be playing, hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media. Lucius Alexander, L-U-C-I-O-U-S on Facebook. All right, you can follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Day two right here for this combo pack, a Gavin Dawson combo pack. That's what we're smoking on.
That's weed.
My man was just talking all types of crazy stuff. Listen to this.
We can buy Kyrie Elam.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I'm buying it.
But can I buy multiple depth guys or busty guys all arriving and fortifying you at the same time?
I don't know how much a busty guy goes for these days.
I don't know. They'll definitely be throwing Bilbos at that game. That's the mascot out there.
Yep. Hey. Hank was just a little bit more quiet and professional, you know, or quiet and didn't want to, you know, say his side of the story as much. Remember when Tyron Smith was hotter than a, you know, whole nest of firecracking hornets back there? Mark that.
Firecracking hornets, baby. That's what I love right there.
I guess at least you'd hear them coming.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I like it. Firecracking hornets.
More the merrier.
A nest of them. Boy, I was over there making some noise. You hear what I'm saying?
Nest. That's what you were saying earlier, Lucius, about them coming over the mountains, you know, yeah. South America.
Yeah. Oh, my God, here it comes.
That's all we heard about every summer was, like, the killer bees.
The killer damn bees coming to get you.
Coming from South America. And I'm like, how the hell are they going to get here, you know?
All right, let's go to Mike Bassick, the Texas Rangers TV broadcast. Uh-huh. He made a barehanded catch from the booth. You guys seen that?
Oh, yeah. Very proud of himself.
Yep, that's me. No surprise here. He's nothing.
And it's fouled back at us, Mike. Oh, what a play! What a play! Michael! Yes! That was amazing. What a one-handed grab. Oh, I am so proud of you right now.
I'm proud of myself.
He's just getting started there, too. At first training camp in Oxnard for Mike, he's like, I think I have better hands than any of the Cowboys wide receivers.
Oh, my God.
Can we load up the jugs machine? I'll show you guys how this is done.
Oh, my
very confident.
Very confident.
And he's still around baseball all the time because his kids are playing. His dad's coaching. So I wouldn't be surprised if Mike's about to turn in a number of gloveless web gems up there.
He was so proud of himself in the video.
Yeah, I seen him.
He's like grinning ear to ear, like, look at me! Got it.
He was loving all the adulation. Okay, let's go to the morning show, the RJ and Choppy show. Sean on the mic right here. Oh, I'll play it.
Live on Sean and RJ.
Yo, what's up, guys? First time calling, man. It feels good to finally talk to you guys. How you guys doing?
Yo, doing great. Well. Thanks for listening.
So here's my thing. You guys got to stop letting Steven off the hook, man. Ooh. I mean, Steven and Jerry, you guys are going to need to realize all this could have been avoided. If you would have signed Dak 2 years ago, we wouldn't be in this situation. CeeDee Lamb a year before, we wouldn't be in this situation. You guys got to stop letting Jerry off the hook.
Do you listen to this radio station or show ever?
Yes.
Okay, well, you sound like it. You sound ignorant.
Oh.
Like, because we do it, dude. Are you kidding me? Every single, did you hear G-Bag last week? Did you hear Gavin Dawson last week? Did you hear us with Jerry last year? Turn him down. I can't stand these tweets.
Oh, no.
And don't say you listen when you don't. You just expose yourself. I dealt with one listener over the weekend who kept saying, yeah, I wish you'd do this. Did you hear Clarence Hill tell Jerry Jones you're being disingenuous to his face? Come on now. Like, just admit you don't. I'd rather you admit you don't listen than lie. It's BS. Stop. It's ignorant. What?
I was just saying, he said he was talking about the listeners who had just called in.
What?
I said he was talking about the listeners who had just called in.
I thought he was talking to us.
No, he said he was talking to the toe.
Ernesto, are you talking about us or the listeners?
Oh, my God.
Want to
God.
Get away?
I'm listening, dude. I'm not talking about you guys.
Put him down.
Way to go.
Oh, no.
That's Jerry cutting Todd off. John, no, Todd, you're not going to ask your question.
Ernesto.
You stop talking.
I accept my nomination for G-Bag of the Day, week, month, and I apologize.
That is incredible.
That's some Mike Francesa stuff right there.
That
bro.
Is, that is.
Bro, you, if you call me ignorant, you better be right about something. Yeah. You cannot be wrong and call me ignorant, bro.
He's trying to get in there like, I'm not talking about you, I'm talking about the toilet. And Sean just keeps going.
There are a number of listeners or Cowboys fans out there badgering media that they're not going after the Joneses hard. And I would say over the last couple of weeks, it's at an all-time high.
Yeah, there'll be people that just, they hear what they want to hear. There's no pleasing them. So I understand. Sean was probably ready to pop off on someone
you,
over that.
You think so?
I saw it over the weekend too. But yeah, this poor guy got it when he didn't deserve it.
Hashtag.
I hate when somebody hears something wrong and you try to correct them and they say, it happened to me on the fan text. Well, let's just agree to disagree. Like, no, let's not. You're wrong, bro. Yeah. Hold this L, B.
You take your L.
What are you talking about? Let's agree to disagree.
I see you want to be real argumentative over there about that. Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do, because you're wrong and you're trying to gaslight me. Okay, so yes, there's an argument coming to your front porch right now.
How about that? I'm a man. I'm 40, bro. Came after me. Last one right here. Yesterday was a church day. Pray you got your blessing. Shout out to my Reverend Dr. Pastor Freddie Haynes. This youth pastor right here makes my skin crawl. I mean, my skin crawl. Excuse me. It's real cringy. He's trying to use like slang.
Listen up, fam. Because enough with the brain rot. There's no more L's. We're only taking holy W's today. We are standing on business and blessings. God did not make you to be an NPC. You're the main character, dripped out in his love. For real, for real. Today, we're here to catch big vibes, big faith, and leaving that brain rot at the door. So why don't you turn to your neighbor and say, you're looking low-key blessed this morning.
Jeez.
All right, squad, let's lock in, get that holy riz up, because it's our praise era, and worship like we just got the ultimate victory royale. Let's go!
Wow.
And I finally get my solo. Oh. Let everything.
Let us
pray.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I like that last part, but that intro.
Wow.
We could throw that whole intro away, bro.
That's rough, man.
Well, I guess we know where Chief's been. Is that a youth pastor?
Yeah, youth pastor right there.
Yeah. That sounded just like Kelvin Gemstone.
Oh, yes! That's what I was thinking. I was like, man, what is this? Something is hidden, but I can't figure it. Yeah, it is.
It's like
that's
right
it
out of a Righteous Gemstones episode.
Yep. Nah, that's beautiful. All right, that's it, bro.
It is time to vote. Is it our two-time champion looking for three right here? The Dawson combo talking about guys fortifying you and firecracking hornets.
Yeah.
What a weird week. Okay, Mike Bassick on the Rangers call made a one-handed snag, barehanded. Pretty impressive. RJ and Choppy show. Stop leaving Steven Jones and
Jerry.
I think
he went home
hook.
And told his wife. Told all the kids.
Yes.
Look at this. He probably sent the video. Yeah.
Brought the ball back.
I got it.
Put it on the center table. Yeah. Open the door. Just put the ball on the table.
Somebody make this into a GIF.
Yeah. Guess where I got this at?
The famous Mike Bassett.
Yes, I listened in the post game. I guess that was on the way home from the airport. And he still had the ball.
I bet he did, bro.
He's the post-game roundtable flipping the ball around.
Oh, yeah.
He's about to sign a whole bunch of balls. I'm that guy.
The RJ and Choppy show, Sean a little triggered, or is it the cringe preacher? That's tough.
Yeah.
I mean, I could definitely see myself voting for myself and Sean. That was classic. And I
like the presidents. Like, you know, when they go in there in the booth to vote, clearly they're voting for themselves, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. There's no way Kamala walked in there and be like, and one for Trump? There's no way, bro.
But this one is a little embarrassing, you know?
Yeah, that's great.
The firecracking hornets isn't maybe an all-timer, but I'm actually going to make it interesting and vote for Baskey here. Lucius, how about you?
Shondaliza. Shonovan from The Morning Show.
Bully?
Man, I think I got to go with Sean, but it is hard not to vote for you. You're very deserving on this one, too.
Well, thank you. It's 2-1, Brian.
Sean.
by a score of 3-1. And your new G-Bag of the Day champion. He called his shot.
He did.
It's Sean Sharif of the Sean and RJ Show, weekday 6 to 10 here on 105.3 The Fan. Proper round trippers coming up at 6. We're back into the Rangers as they get set to host the Yankees tonight, a must-win series here in the Pimp Cup. Is Lucius with LA Live.
You're ignorant.
Do you listen?
Do you listen, you idiot?
All right, this is a Monday, Friday edition of LA Live right after the great Rick James.
Well, all right, you squares.
Hula Watts.
I'm fired up this funk. I'm going to get Sabato. It'll make you dance some of everything.
John, Big Bro, Pay Michael, man. Bro, stressing, bro, talking about he want to be traded. Nah, man. I thought we had a deal, man. Yeah, we got, dog. Don't you give him what he, don't you trade him, Jerry. Big Jerry, big fam, listen to me.
Big fam.
Pan, man. I can't go through no more. Pan, man. I can't see Michael playing for nobody else but that star. That star means something, man. Everybody want to play, be a Cowboy. He talking about leaving? Pay him, Jerry. This dub, man. If anybody got your back, Jerry, it's me.
It's your boy. I got you, man.
Got you, man.
Yeah, I don't know why the Cowboys be playing around like that with their big stars. We all know that they're going to give them what they want at the end of the day. That's the narrative. This is the narrative. Stop playing with these people, Mike. Yeah, you should have never told that man that stuff that came out that day. Because you are responsible for what we're seeing right about now. I 100% believe that.
Burn it hot, just like they like it.
I believe it. Yeah, yeah, you're right. This is LA Live for Monday, August 4th, 2025. It is a Monday, Friday edition of LA Live. Welcome in, Tolos. Welcome in, first time, last time, and long time listeners of the station. And shout out to the now disbanded Dallas hip hop group, PPT, for naming today Monday, Friday. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. Boy, there was a whole lot of random beefs on the internet this weekend. Whole lot of random beefs all over the internet. One had a threat of physical violence.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, physical violence.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. This is LA Live, 105.3 The Fan, Monday, Friday. Eagles super fan, podcaster, and songwriter, Gilly the Kid. You guys familiar with Gilly the Kid?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Does anybody know the name of his podcast? Anybody
Bleep Talk with Gilly the Kid?
That's a good shot. I like that one. $1 million worth of game.
Okay.
On Barstool. Okay. All right. It was his birthday this weekend, apparently. And he was celebrating. And Gilly and Cam Newton have been going back and forth. I was going to get into that one of these Fridays. I just didn't have the time. Basically, Cam Newton said Jalen Hurts is not a top five QB. It's more about the talent around him. Whole lot of people jumped out and lost their minds and came at Cam for his opinion right there. I trust Cam Newton's opinion because he is a quarterback.
Yes.
Yeah, he went full Petty Cam.
Cam responded on his show. He called himself Petty Cam, and he went after a few people. I got the clip right here of him going after Gilly.
Another person that will unlock Petty Cam is Gilly the Kid. Gilly, you posted me on your social story. And Peggy, I got a question to ask. Can you name me one Gilly the Kid album? Can you quote any of his music? But we know Gilly the Kid, not as a rap artist or a hip-hop artist. We know him as a podcaster.
Yeah,
we're in
true.
The same spaces. So your unpopular pick or your popular pick or the content that you create, Gilly, is the same thing that I do as content creators. So step aside, sir.
Step aside.
I got to remember that.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Yeah, Cam's been really in his bag lately, 100%. So that's been going on, right? I tell you all of this. By the way, Gilly had a song, Major Figures. Major Figures, I believe. Yeah, that's us. Yeah, that's us. And he claims that he wrote Lil Wayne out of the wobbly, 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 drop it like his hot era. Like he helped Lil Wayne get some pen to his life.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what he says.
Be quite a resume piece.
That's what he says. Now, Lil Wayne calls him Gilly the Squid, so I don't know.
He does look a little bit.
I don't know.
He looks like Squidward.
That's what he said. Call him Gilly the Squid. All right, so anyway, this weekend, while celebrating his birthday and holding the Eagles Super Bowl trophy.
Yes.
Who brought the trophy to Gilly the Kid's party? That's cool. Yeah, he's holding the Eagles Super Bowl trophy, and Gilly went on this rant.
Cam ain't never had one of these. No! I ain't going back and forth with you. Thank you, Jalen. Appreciate you, Jalen. Love you, Nick. Love you, Nick. Appreciate you, Jalen. Cam Newton never had one of these.
Ooh. Holding up that Super Bowl trophy. Just, you know, another trolling video at Cam Newton. It just would have been another video on the internet of him trolling Cam if it wasn't for Johnny Manziel.
Yeah, Johnny got involved.
Johnny stepped right
in there.
Oh, my God, Johnny.
Those Heisman Trophy winners look after each other.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
I know Cam was on Johnny's podcast recently.
They look after each other, man, those Heisman dudes. Here's
Johnny.
Johnny jumped out, man. I mean, he really popped out. Yeah, he sees Gilly the Kid's video, and he quote tweeted it. He even added him, thank God. He added Gilly the Kid, so I got to give respect for Johnny for that. He said, yo, at Gilly the Kid, you may be the biggest effing loser on the planet. Whoa! Talking like you've effing done anything on the football field. If I see you, just know I'm going to slap the F out of you. Trust.
Now, this is a fight I'd like to see.
Johnny Football is talking about slapping people in the face. When men slap men, people die after that. I don't think you understand.
World Wars.
Over slaps.
Over slaps.
Okay. And it's an amazing to see a slap so good that the other guy passes out from the slap. He gets knocked out from a slap. Oh, my God.
Hit it perfect.
Trust. He's going to slap somebody.
So Johnny got that mad at Gilly just over
Johnny
the...
Johnny got that mad. He's willing to slap Gilly in the face when I see you. Real beef. It's physical violence when I see you.
Yeah. I wouldn't want Johnny that mad at me, you know? I mean, at times he has looked like he might be bordering on homeless, but then he bounces back at like 210 pounds.
Yeah.
Like, dude, if he slapped you, that would hurt.
Yeah. You ever seen that show Lords of Dog Towns or that movie Dog? Yeah. He looks like one of them cats.
He does, dude.
He does. That's crazy. All of that went down Saturday night. All of that went down Saturday night, okay? Sunday morning, I wake up to a video of Gilly the Kid with powder all over his face.
Yeah, that's what I picked it up.
With powder all over his face, responding to Johnny Manziel's threats of physical violence.
Pretty funny.
Listen.
Johnny, what the f*** would make you get up and just say, you gonna slap me? Out of all the mother on planet Earth, Johnny, you gonna slap me? Had to be this right here, Johnny. Because it ain't 1917 no more, Johnny. This is 2025. Fight back, Johnny. The f*** make you think you just gonna slap what you just gonna do? You just gonna walk off about your business, Johnny, and just ain't nothing gonna happen, Johnny. No, we gonna have to put on a bet nap, Johnny, to over and under for how many f*** days you gonna lay in the hospital. And I'm taking 13 and a half days. I'm taking the f***ing over, Johnny.
Taking the over. Okay, do you think, I haven't seen Gilly the Kid like standing up next to somebody who I could get a gauge of size on. Would this be a fair fight? Gilly's 40. Johnny's 40. Like, what, 30?
Yeah, how tall is Johnny? Like 6'1" or something like that?
6 foot, yeah.
Gilly's athletic, but he's real skinny. Yeah. I don't know, man. I just want to see Johnny smack him.
People just going crazy nowadays,
though. Smack that dude, bro. See what, dog? I mean, because you could have said anything. Hey, I'm going to confront you when I see you or any other. No, I'm going to smack you.
Okay, here we go. 5'9", 165. That's got to be engagement farming. Or you're really good at fighting. You're really good at fighting.
You know, Johnny?
Gilly.
Oh.
Because Johnny beat Alabama by himself, bro.
Come on, bro.
This is one of the best dual-threat quarterbacks college has ever seen. If you think you can whip his ass at any time between now and he's age 75, you got another thing coming.
I just can't let you get on the internet and say you're going to smack me, though.
Right?
Cam didn't even say that. You know?
No, that's what I'm
Cam
saying. That's really.
Cam just let
he jumped out there. That's why my man Gilly had that powder on his face. He said, Johnny probably was on that cocaine.
Yeah.
He made that.
It's a good bit.
It is. you know, you get updates on Johnny every now and then, and it, like sometimes it seems like he's doing pretty good. And you're pulling for him, but then you see a joke like that, you're probably, well, who knows?
That he might have had a few drinks after playing golf or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, I could see that.
But those Heisman guys do take care of each other.
I mean, clearly
they really do.
Clearly. So I'm gonna keep my eye on, see what happens with that next. I don't think Johnny has responded to Gilly's video. I haven't seen any response to that.
If anybody said, keep Jalen's D out your mouth.
He said that?
Yeah.
Boys.
Double down, Johnny. Go ahead, smack him, bro. Smack him for the net, fam. More internet beef on the timeline, too, as well, with these athletes and celebrities. Comedian Craig Smith. He has All the Smoke podcast on his bumper. That is Matt Barnes. And if you don't know who Craig Smith is, real quick, hold on. He has that funny laugh we made fun of before.
Give it up for Tahir Moore, man. Y'all ain't going to give it up for the... Look like a successful chicken nugget.
Crazy laugh. Crazy laugh.
This is the old player, Craig Smith?
No, this is a comedian, Craig Smith. He used to be a high school basketball phenom at one point in his life down there in California. Anyway, comedian Craig Smith, who is a comedian, I keep saying this again, so let the jokes fly, was on his podcast cracking jokes about Vernon Maxwell. Mad Max, Vernon Maxwell, just recently joined All the Smoke podcast. That's why Matt Barnes and Steven Jackson is on his bumper right now.
And he is blowing up. Like, you see the Mad Max shorts, 1 million, 2 million views. Barnes and Jack together, 150, 75,000 views. Like, everybody loves listening to Mad Max tell stories about Hoop.
They're protecting their golden goose right here.
Yeah, they just magnified in a very significant way, I think.
All right, so Craig jumped on his podcast and had some random jokes about Vernon Maxwell that Steven Jackson and Matt Barnes heard and got upset about.
I love Vernon Maxwell, but all that crazy shit he was doing because he was high on cocaine. Acting like Vernon Maxwell was just this savage ass. No, that's a quarter ounce of dope that had him in the audience beating up on fans. That wasn't Vernon for real. And they keep putting him on every podcast with Hoopers to hear him talk about being high on cocaine, fighting motherfucker. That Vernon hit the weed he want to hit. Because it really ain't all the smoke if Vernon can't smoke what he want to smoke. How's all the smoke and y'all ain't letting Vernon hit the... Yeah. Come on, let Vernon smoke.
Yeah, that's some of the smoke.
I bet you that room be empty. Vernon starts smoking. Ain't going to be a cameraman in the room. Everybody clearing out. It really ain't all the smoke until we see Vernon smoke. Would Vernon want to smoke?
Go ahead, Vernon. Fine, Vernon.
So y'all got to change the name of the show to Some of the Smoke.
Some of the Smoke.
Yeah, so Matt Barnes, Steven Jackson got a hold of that video, called him a goofy. Mm. Matt Barnes wants to challenge Craig Smith to a fight. A boxing match.
Oh, jeez.
You know, like a celebrity. Well, we raise some money, but I'm still kick your behind. Craig is down for it. Also, Corey Holcomb, our very, very own Corey Holcomb, with that song Shelter, the comedian. He wants to be on this same fight card, and he wants to fight Ari Spears, comedian Ari Spears. What is happening on the timeline right now, bro? A whole lot of physical violence between celebrities and sports figures.
I mean, if a comedian just starts making fun of you, you just kind of sit back and laugh about it.
It's a comedian.
Yeah. Yeah, like, Vern's probably like, I mean, that's hilarious.
Everyone just thinks they can box now.
Yeah.
Because you got Aiden Ross, who's out here putting together these kick fights. He's got the Island Boys fighting some other big streamer. And these people look goofy as hell out there. They're wearing headgear.
Yeah.
It makes everybody think, like, I can do this.
Yeah.
Made Adrian Peterson think he could do it.
Yeah. Gosh, boy, Adrian looked crazy. And was that a card game? He was.
Yeah.
Did we ever get to the bottom of what happened?
I don't know. There's all sorts of different confrontations and awkward things because somebody's losing money, somebody's winning money, this guy's in the bag. Usually it's just poker arguments that end up getting stupid. But that guy, I mean, that guy, you must be a good fighter if you're looking at Adrian Peterson thinking, yeah, I can do this right now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Adrian, he was fighting underwater, too. It looked bad, dog. It looked bad. I did mention Corey Holcomb's name. Let me do this one time for all the Tolos. I like toxic stuff.
D.O.B. single mom will always provide
shelter for me. B.O.B. single mom will always provide
shelter for me.
Oh, that's so toxic. That's so toxic.
Gotta have at least a couple around town.
Yeah. All right, so I want to see the fight between Matt Barnes, Craig Smith, Corey Holcomb, Ari Spears, and Johnny. Please go smack somebody for me, baby. Smack them! My name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black tomorrow, Lord willing, in the creek don't rise. Yeah, and put it on the internet, bro.
Yeah.
Smack them, Johnny. Get a little loose. Have a few, you know, what do you like, Miller Lights? What does Johnny like?
All of it.
All of it. Yeah.
I don't know what he doesn't like.
Man, like a Miller beef. High Life kind of guy.
High Life okay. And Jim Beam.
Yeah.
And
champagne and
beers. Banquet of beers.
Yeah. Go smack somebody.
Go out right. Of something.
I'll be black, Lord willing, tomorrow. Hollow. Peace. Bye.
There he goes. LA Live with Lucius Alexander every night, 540 here in the G-Bag Nation. Bases coming up next. Well, Chuck,
what are the top series to watch this week? And the Marlins made some history. That's next in the nation.